Welcome to Great Story Podcast. We're here to connect you with education, resources, and community that equip you for the journey of restoration. My name is Nate Davison, and I am your host here at Great Story Podcast. Thank you so much for joining in. This is a bonus episode. You'll notice it's not one of the regular ones. That's because we're going to be talking about Great Story Men's Conference 2024. Great Story Men's Conference, it's going to be held at Whitewater Crossing in Cleves, Ohio on May 3 and 4 of 2024. This conference is just jam-packed, power-packed 2 days of relatable story. It's a safe, unjudging community, professional, real-time resources, and there's so many places you can invest your dollar and your time. And I can just say the guests that come to men and women's conference, but we're talking about men's conference here, they leave this weekend saying that it's one that you should not miss. So you can go over to greatstoryministries.com, click on the conference tab up there and find a full schedule, topics, and much, much more. But on this bonus episode, we're going to be introducing you to a couple faces that are going to be at the conference and being going to be involved in both a stage role and then also a kind of a backstage role as well. But for that, Amber Jones, the president and founder of Great Story Ministries, is here with us. Amber, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Nate. It's always fun to be back.
And I'm glad you're here because there's a couple guys that I want to introduce to the guys coming to Men's Conference. Who are they?
Yeah, I love being able to take this moment today and just introduce you to two of our staff members who are coming on. This is their first conference with us. And so they're right where many of you guys are of making that decision to take some time away from family and invest in this weekend. So if you are wondering, if you're right on that bubble of wondering, is conference for you? Listen into this conversation today. I think you'll find it really helpful. These are two guys that I respect a lot. They have been part of who I have met as I have journeyed through this whole like shifting my faith community in the last few years. And so we've got Austin, who is part of the church that I attend now. And he's going to be coming on as our backup MC to help you out as you are running crazy that weekend, keeping things going on stage. And then we have Pete, who is also connected to our church as well, doing a missional community work. And they're going to introduce themselves a little bit. So I'll let you guys lean into that. But yeah, Pete is going to come on as our staff chaplain role this year. And that's just really important to me. It's always been one of those roles that we take really seriously with Grace Story. Not only do we have the support staff who is like our licensed professional counselors, pastors, life coaches that are there for the attendees. It's a free resource team to just help those who are feeling overwhelmed or needed some grounding. But behind the scenes in the green room before storytellers, instructors go up, when we tell our story, it's an opportunity for us to not only be relatable, but we're doing a lot of reflection. And sometimes that can bring up some old wounding, kind of rip off the Band-Aid a little bit. And so Pete's going to be there to help be that grounding presence for those people that are going up to speak. Pray with them and be present with them before and after when they go on and off the stage. So just as you're thinking through conference, just knowing that we're proactively caring for not just the attendees, but the speakers, because it's not just a matter of serving out, but also being able to take in and be served as well. So I'll let them introduce themselves. Pete, if you want to start off, just let people know who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks you guys for having me here and to the conference. Pretty excited about it. I am a pastor in Greenville, Michigan. My wife and I have a mission community in our home. We felt called to plant a church and specifically to reach people who didn't know the Lord. And so living in town, meeting our neighbors, inviting them over to our house, it's kind of the ministry we do. But we also are volunteers at a local prison, meeting with guys I do twice a week to worship the Lord together. And yeah, it's just crazy to see a lot of people from a lot of different all over the world in different walks of life that have all very different needs for God. But that's one of the conversations we have repeatedly, is how united we are in that, that we all need God. I am also just nearly certified as a spiritual director as well, which is an ancient practice to sit with people and cultivate awareness of God, to sit kind of in the present moment, different than coaching or even discipleship, where you're kind of aiming to craft something. It's about sitting with someone and finding God in the kind of moment that you're sitting there with them. So, I'm excited to be a part of this conference and to, you know, the Bible says that we will overcome by the word, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So getting to hear, as you said, Amber, these storytellers getting to come lead us, I'm excited to go kind of commune and encourage and support them as they share with us and we get to learn from them. I'm excited for that opportunity.
And that's such an invaluable role. It's something that does happen behind the scenes, like I said earlier, but it's really the life force behind what a lot of the speakers are saying. Everything is bathed in prayer with the invitation of the Holy Spirit to be a part of it, not just a part of it, but to use it in whatever way he wants. The role up on stage, I did a lot of that last year as MC, and man, you need like 16 bottles of water because your mouth just goes dry and you don't always know what you're going to say when you're about to say it, where the sentence is going. Austin Gay is coming on this year to help out with that role and really be a face up there, which I'm really excited about. Austin, tell us a little bit about yourself and what your plans are there. not to say anything that shouldn't be said, I guess, but tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so a little bit about myself. I serve at a local church in Belding, Michigan, as a youth and worship pastor. It's been a role that I've been here for about 8 years, overseeing the youth ministry program. Other than that, I'm a dad to two beautiful little kids. I have a daughter who's 3 and a son who's 1.5, and they're just wonderful balls of joy. As far as being this role, I've just been incredibly honored. It kind of came at me out of the blue. I was overseeing an outreach event that we were doing here at the church, and Amber all of a sudden was like, "Hey, Austin, do you want to MC the men's conference, or like co-MC it with my brother?" And I'm like, "What? You want a crazy youth pastor to come and hang out with all guys?" I'm like, "That's awesome. That'd be really, really cool." Nonetheless, terrified and just excited for the opportunity to, you know, just to be obedient God is calling me into. This conversation of just mental health and theology has been something that God has just been really percolating in my heart. And it's been a relatively new journey that I've just been walking into as of like this last fall, just getting resources and help and connected with people. And it has just been such a blessing and a privilege. And yeah, I'm just excited.
Yeah, being a part of a conference like this, mental health and theology, hot button issues that can be, it's not easy for sure, like you said, but I'll throw this one over to you, Pete. When it comes to being a part of this conference, what kind of motivated you to get involved and jump on board, having never been to the conference before?
Yeah, well, for me, mental health like issues has been a big part of my story and testimony. I was depressed and suicidal when I was pretty young, and God is the primary and sole reason that I am alive to this day. So it is a very real difficulty that many, many people are dealing with, and I know firsthand in one way that can weigh heavily on us. And in my time in prison and even just I also work at a local hardware store, just talking to people, there are many different wherever you may fall, even whether people would use even mention it as if, you know, like, has anything to do with mental health or not. There's all kinds of stuff. We are, you know, complex. God created us, body, soul, spirit. He asks us to love him with our heart, soul, mind, and body as well, that there are many things very complicated and in many ways that God also desires to meet with us and be near to us and draw near and address those many different things that we're going through. So for me, not coming as an expert, but coming as somebody who could greatly benefit, as I'm still working through my my things. And it was just somewhat recently, my whole life, I'd always even kind of really, really had a hard time with counseling. It was a really difficult thing. I've been in counseling for much of my life, but never really kind of liked it or liked that I was in it. And a couple of years ago, I was listening to an interview. I'm a big baseball fan. I was listening to a major league manager talk about his mental health regimen the same way, and he was comparing it to his physical activity. He says, I go to the gym. He's a retired baseball player. He's a manager, but he's really fit. He takes care of his body, and he takes care of his mental health as well. He paired those two together, and ever since just hearing that, it eased that part of my life so well that I knew counseling was helpful, but I was always, there was a part of me that rejected it. But just from hearing that simple invitation to think of it as, just as I know I need to take care of my body, I also know I need to take care of my mind and soul and mental health and everything. So I think it is exceptionally important and helps us be complete, whole, well-rounded people.
Yeah, it can be something where you're like, especially as guys, there's a finite amount of time in the week, and you use it how you use it. And when it comes to a Friday and a Saturday, there's so many ways I got to catch up on this on the house, or really that's when I should be spending time with my family, or, you know, maybe there's stuff going on like right now with me moving houses and a kid sick and this and that and the other. It can seem almost the wrong thing to do to go spend time at a men's conference and listen to people speak into your life, which is strange. But Austin, for you, with this, I know you're a newcomer, you're going to be up there, but coming to this conference, you've seen kind of the schedule with different speakers, Daryl Davis, Greg George, Jeff Mattson, Kathy Sprinkle's back, there's the hog roast, there's the different activities, cornhole and the car show and all sorts of things going on. For you, what are you looking forward to most experiencing at Men's Conference this year, at Emerge Conference 2024?
There's something about being in a separated from what you're used to that is just profound for guys. Like I love hunting, and me getting out of my house, out of my regiment, my, you know, wake, make coffee, go to work, blah, blah, blah. Getting out of that, going and sitting in the woods where I'm alone just gets me outside of my comfort zone. I heard a thing last year where some guys from my men's group will go out on a canoe trip for like a week, just out in the woods on a boat. And there's something about getting out of what's comfortable and what's familiar where God sometimes is able to work in that. And I'm just excited to be present in that season, in that setting with all those guys. Because I'm right there with them. I'm a young guy, I'm a young dad, and I wanna be mentally healthy, I wanna be ready for whatever life has to throw at me and how to handle things well, how to parent well, I wanna be a good husband and all these things. So I'm just excited to experience it with him. Not entirely sure what to expect, having never been there before, but I'm just excited because I know God can do some really cool things in those settings and seasons. So.
Yeah, I know that some of the attendees in the past that have left on the exit survey, they say in an overwhelming majority that they've left with more hope than when they first came in those front doors. And a lot of them leave with contacts that have sustained throughout the year, and they're coming back with some of those guys, looking forward to see them. I'll throw this to you first, Pete, and then Austin, I'd like your take on it too. But in your specific roles, one as, you know, the back behind the scenes spiritual side, and then Austin, you up front as the MC, what is it that you hope to contribute to the attendees, their experience at this conference in those roles as MC and the staff chaplain?
Yeah, absolutely. I know for me that in kind of speaking settings or sharing settings, that there's not always the same kind of nerves or anxiety or emotions. It can be, a lot of times it was something I, you know, will never expect is I try to go in going, I know this usually happens, but then it's something else that jumps at me that time or something like that. And personally for me, I just really like getting to connect, you know, personally and to whatever depth somebody is comfortable going. I like to know what's going on so I can be right there with them. And that's something that has been the biggest thing for me is being excited to encourage somebody to maybe hear something that's going on, a thought that's going through their brain beforehand, so that I can encourage them afterwards and see and bless them and see what God can do with them. And and sometimes also it's those times of sharing that for me, I go, man, I don't know what I said. It didn't make any sense. That was just really very odd. And the first person you talk to goes, man, that was just so great. And I really hope to be able to be that person to, you know, in this setting where one person gets to take time to care for a bunch of people, that person still needs to be cared for as well. So I'm really, really excited to be able to get to be able to do that for these speakers.
Yeah, moving to that that position of vulnerability is so hard to do. It's scary, and like once it's out there, you know. And I feel like so many times I leave moments with people, and I'm like, yeah, Nate, you overshared. That's great. Nobody wanted to hear that. But then sometimes it can be that simple step of vulnerability and being seen that causes a connection that lasts a lifetime. But yeah, Austin, you, what are you hoping that your impact will be or that your role will have for the guys here at Grace Story?
I was trying to think through this when I was looking at the questions that you sent me. And it's hard because I'm like, I don't know. I'm just an everyday guy. I hang out with students and I love on them and I share with them the gospel of who Jesus is. And then I'm a musician, so I play music. But as far as this role, like this is something new for me. But what I'm hoping to leave them with is just a young guy right there with them who's willing to be vulnerable and authentic and just present in what's going on. When my wife and I were newly married, we went and served in Zambia for 3 months. And there we were tasked with going and communicating with a bunch of the locals in the different compounds and communities. And here I'm an English-speaking guy. I only speak English. And there's like 70 different tribal languages within Zambia. And the place that we were in Choma, there was, the average person would speak 3 to 4 or even 5 languages. Tribal languages, with English not being their primary. So trying to communicate the gospel in that way can be difficult, but what we were instructed or what we were told to use is what's most personal is most universal. So where I've struggled with deep loss and anxiety and fear and shame and how God has then come in to mend that speaks volumes for somebody from the other side of the world. And that's what I hope to bring, just a real guy who's willing to be present and where he's at. So,
dude, that's good. I mean, I think more than anything, that's what guys want. There can be polished, there can be canned, and there's just like, it looks good. And there's, you know, maybe a whole lot of entertainment and things to watch and take in. But if there's authenticity and vulnerability, that's where connection happens, and that makes Grace Story different. Before we go, because we're almost out of time here, we're trying to keep it short for a promo, not do a full podcast episode. I'll jump back to Amber. And I won't make you say your favorite speaker, because that, you know, that could hurt some feelings. We'll just say, what is a speaker, maybe as we're going through, that you would highlight from this year's conference? And maybe a couple. We have Dr. Andrew Graham, Jeff Mattson, Kathy Sprinkle, Ryan Waters is here, Dr. David Roadcup, Daryl Davis, and even our own Greg George. What's a couple of those maybe that you'd highlight for the guys that are thinking about coming?
And you, is this a trick question because you're my brother and you're speaking and I should pick you because you're my favorite?
Not a trick question.
No, I would say truly, as I've been putting this conference together and organizing, you know, the flow of speakers and worship and out of the dust, it's coming back for worship for this year again, telling part of their story during one of those. There is a thread. I'll put it this way, because every speaker, I don't know. I feel like every speaker has favorite components. So I don't think I can pick one, but there is this thread that is going through every single one. Some of what Austin said about the authenticity piece, some of what Pete was saying about bringing that, like destigmatizing the theology and the psychology side. And every single one, without them comparing notes or pulling anything together, there is a thread that's going through that is saying God is leaning near to the brokenhearted. And it is so evident. The radical redemption story that Daryl Davis is telling of murder and prison sentence, and how he is now absolutely giving back in such a powerful way, and how God redeemed that in the story. It's not one to miss. We've got Dr. Andrew Graham, who's going to talk about identifying spiritual abuse. And there's so many in our Grace Story community who have experienced that in some level, or who know someone who has, and just understanding, how do I identify this? How do I know the difference between hurt and trauma? And what do I do about it? So we're going to equip in that way. And then, Greg, who is part of our own Grace Story community, he's also a social worker working as a director of a 180 recovery center. He's bringing both the expertise, but again, taking the vulnerability stance of telling his story, PTSD, childhood trauma, and how that informs who he is as a man today, as he fathers and as a husband. So each person, as they're going through, we've got Drinking the Integrity Gap and Leadership with Jeff Mattson and Dr. Roadcup, who, if you've been around Dr. Roadcup, he just exudes Jesus. He's one of those people where when you're with him, you feel like you know a little bit more about who God is and what it feels like to experience him. He's going to be giving us some very practical spiritual formation. And that is value. He does this. This is what he just is known for. He's a discipleship professor in Indianapolis and in Vienna, Austria, travels doing that. And then you're coming in and you're closing it out. And not just because you're my brother, but you're an excellent storyteller. And along with that, I know the story. I mean, I'm your sister. I know what you've lived, and I know what it's cost you to get to this point and to show up for men in that way. And I do the closing sessions for women. So you and I have done this a few times. And there's something about what we tell our team all the time, that we lead from the front. It's not us upstage, you guys doing the hard work as attendees. This is us with you. We're creating a conference that we know we need. I'm really grateful to be there. Even as I produce it, this is content that I know I need, that my husband needs, that our family needs. And I will leave it with this. The other day I was traveling with my kids. My oldest son is 16, and he turned to me in the car and he said, "Mom, I just want to tell you, thank you for doing Grace Story, because now we have words to put to some of these mental health things that we wouldn't know if it wasn't for Grace Story. And it helps us as a family." And so I'm really praying that it'll help you as men and women. We have another one coming in November. So I just pray that it gives you guys the tools that you need as you're leading your families, as you're thinking about like the students, as you're thinking about where you're going to be in a few years, that you're just going in informed and that this can change your worldview and how you approach life.
So good. There's so much on the schedule for that 2 days. It's jam-packed. Starting at noon on Friday, May 3rd, the pre-bash, just a relaxed time with music, social interaction, the pig roast, hog roast is back. So that'll be, that aroma will be infused everywhere. Cornhole, target shooting, the annual car show. I guess it can be annual now because, it's the second one. So now it's annual. So if you have a car that you, all cars are welcome. We do not discriminate on that. Austin, what do you got?
Would a motorcycle frame that's torn apart be able to be entered, or is that like a no-go? Because my bike is 1992 Honda CB500, but it is in pieces throughout my garage, so probably a no-go on that one.
I don't know what category that
my boys are bringing. We're actually adding in alternative rides this year because I'm just curious to see what shows up. If you can ride it, like, I really am hoping somebody enters one of those recliners on wheels that you see in reels, like that they put on top of a lawnmower or something. My boys have been souping up their dirt bikes though, and they're bringing those. They don't even care if they win. They just want to show them. So I don't know. We've also got best family car, because we don't think it's all just souped up things. And there's some like creative criteria, like how many cup holders, you could win this. You could win this. Like,
you could get, are you there, get those cup holders, is there at the, like, dollar screen? Store.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Yeah.
Well, just add them in. It's only $5 to enter. And it's what, a $50 prize?
$50 cash prize and a trophy that you get to hold for the year and bring back. So.
Whole point is just to find ways for guys to connect together. If that's talking over your recently disassembled motorcycle and the potential of what it could be. I mean, there's a sermon illustration in there somewhere.
So much potential.
Open up the back of your minivan. I've used it a few times.
So that, or your family van, or your classic ride, your new Challenger, your F1, whatever you want it to be. If you have a Raptor, please bring it. I'd love you to take me for a ride. But if you have anything like that, bring it by. $5, registration on site. So much there. And then moving into Saturday, so many jam-packed sessions all the way up until 5:30 that night. And we'll get you some time to relax after that and go. I know a lot of guys like to go to the Reds games that evening. There's all sorts of things to do there. All sorts of ways to connect and really just grow in safe community. So if you want more information on that, go over to gracestoryministries.com, click on the conference tab there, go down, get your registration squared away. And if you're wanting to save some money on this, we do have the podcast 25 code exclusive to Grace Story Podcast. When you get on there in registration, gracestoryministries.com, just type in podcast 25, all one word, and that'll save you 25% off of your admission to conference. That is all the time we have for today. But Austin, Pete, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast and sharing a little about yourselves and your roles. We're really excited to have you guys on board this year. So thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Absolutely.
With you guys.
And thank you too, Amber, for taking the time. Love it. And for all of you guys listening out there, if you have something you'd like to have us talk about on the podcast, a topic, a guest, send it to nate@gracestoryministries.com. We'd love to hear from you. Now, we want you to come to conference. You're worth the time. You're worth the money. It's worth investing in yourself. So head on over to gracestoryministries.com and click on that conference tab. Get your registration squared away. Like I say every time, there is no us without you. So get engaged, come to conference. We'll see you in a few weeks at Grace Story Men's Conference.